the other year.
Roy Cox, policeman?
Roy Cox is a policeman. I've heard of him.
Okay.
But I didn't know a lot of the policemen. I know some of the detectives, or some of them that had horses that they would come out and rent pasture on that 200 acres there for their horses.
Did you know any of the Dieters at all?
No.
Okay.
My brother-in-law worked with this Ralph Dieter. Chet Frater, he lives over Marion. He worked with a thing down at the Spear Bitey place.
At this time or later on?
At the time before it happened.
Oh, is that right?
He couldn't afterwards. He couldn't have worked with him afterwards.
Oh, I'm sorry, I misunderstood you. Your brother-in-law worked with the Dieter boy.
Yeah, he worked there at the factory with the Dieter boy.
Oh, I see. And who was that? What was his name?
Chet Frazier.
Chet Frazier.
Yeah, he was my oldest sister's husband. He worked over there at the Spear Bitey Works there.
Did you ever hear him say anything about this Dieter boy?
He talked about how tough he was. He wouldn't want to tangle with him or anything. They always, the employees of the factory where they worked, always felt a lot about him. Felt pretty good of him and all liked him.
You ever know Orville Dibble?
Bibble.
Dibble?
Uh-uh.
Okay, what about J.O. Eaton, E-A-T-O-N? You ever know him?
No.
You ever know a Don Eberhardt, police officer?
Don Eberhardt. I don't know a Don Eberhardt police officer, but my sister used to go with a Gerald Eberhardt. Whether they was brothers or not, I don't know.
What about Dr. G.G. Eckhart? You ever hear of him?
Hmm.
Did you ever hear of a fellow by the name of Jack Edwards?
Yeah, he was mayor.
What do you know about him?
Well, he's a senior citizen now, and he's in that business now. And he was mayor, I think, at the time this happened. And he gave me my first parking ticket when I went to high school with Marion. And he wears glasses.
I got him. Okay.
He's quite a character.
Yes, he is. Did you ever hear of a fellow by the name of Jimmy Farrow?
Jimmy who?
Farrow, F-A-R-R-O-W.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Did you ever know anybody by the name of Fields, F-I-E-L-D-S? Last name, Fields.
Well, there's one fellow I know now, Fields. He's not much older than I am. He ain't as old as I am, but works for the city here, electrician, Larry Fields. That's the only Fields that I know of.
Okay. Stephen Fisher? No, you wouldn't know him. Albert Frazee.
Albert Frazee.
Alba. Tom Frushy, F-R-U-C-H-E-Y. Frushy. John O. Fryer, doctor?
No.
Maybe a deputy sheriff?
No, I never knew.
William Glesner?
Uh-uh.
Zone Graves?
No.
Oh, let's see. Calvin Hancock?
Uh-uh.
Harley Hardin?
Harley Hardin.
Prosecuting attorney?
Hardin.
Harley Hardin.
Must have been before my time, wasn't doing him. When was he prosecutor?
1930. 30? Before you got
old enough. No, I knew him. I know that I was old enough then.
Okay, these people I was telling you about a while ago, the name are Mr. and Mrs. Burt Hedgewood. Remember I talked about the people that are in the cars?
Yeah. Edgewood.
They were from Marion.
Never heard of them.
Okay.
They might have said it's Mr. and Mistress, but they was probably wasn't if they were down there.
I think that's right. Did you ever hear of a fellow named Alonzo Hill?
No.
Waldo Heimlich?
That takes a lot of research, don't it?
Oh, it's awful.
He'd been doing a lot of research to get all them names and everything.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Julius Height?
No, it was a... There's a Heimlich. You said Heimlich or a Heimlich or something. I used to live over out east here on the farm, but I don't remember what his first name was.
All right. Guy F. Hummel, H-U-M-M-E-L-L.
Hummel.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't know him, but he probably was a man that had the farm over there on 37 going out of Marion and called a Hummel Hill. They called that Hummel Hill there. Whether he owned a farm there and they named it after him or not, I don't know.
Okay. George Jernigan.
He was an officer too, wasn't he?
I think he was.
I've heard of him, but I don't know him.
Okay. Anna Julius. Let's see. H.O. Kilgore.
No, he be Kilgore. Was he an attorney or something?
Farmer.
No, I guess I didn't know him.
Dr. Russell Labengood.
Well, I've heard of him, but I don't know him personally.
Did you ever know Charles Lennon?
Charles Lennon.
L-E-N-N-O-N.
Huh.
Louis Lindemuth.
No.
Chief of police.
Lindemuth.
Lindemuth.
Yeah, Louis Lindemuth. He was chief of police at that time.
Know anything about him?
No, I don't know anything about him. I
know what he looked like.
Oh, he's a pretty good sized fella, I think, if I remember right. But I don't didn't know anything too much about him.
Did you ever know a fellow by the name of Alan Lithicum, L-I-N-T-H-I-C-U-M, Alan Lithicum. Robert Locke, Bud Love.
No.
Albert Lucas.
No.
C.L. Ludecker.
Uh-uh.
Claude Maple.
No.
Chet Marley.
He was a policeman.
Know anything about him in particular?
No. I've just heard some of them policemen's names through Andrews that used to come out there at times. And
do you ever know a fellow by the name of C.A. Cookie Marsh? Called him Cookie. He was a detective for the Chesapeake and Ohio Railroad.
Excuse me.
Tobe Miller.
Tobe Miller.
Everett McElwain.
Mm-mm.
Oscar McGraw.
No.
William McMasters.
Nope.
Lee Ternan.
Nope.
T.E. McVicker.
No.
Ben.
Was he in the car business?
No.
That's the only Vicker I ever heard of.
Ben Needham?
Yeah, I know Ben Needham. He would run Needham Funeral Home.
What do you know about him?
He was a pretty nice fellow, and he was tall.
Thin, heavy?
Oh, he was about your weight.
What color hair? Remember?
No, I don't.
I don't have much on him.
He's dead. He used to bowl a lot. And they had a Needham tournament a lot of times afterwards, after his death. Because he used to be in the bowling.
Did you ever hear of Clara Newhart? Charles Nicholson?
No.
Stella Nukes?
No.
Frank Parker?
No.
Chester Pease?
No.
Homer Pence?
No.
Garl Peterson?
He was a policeman too, wasn't he?
Yes, sir.
No, I don't know him, but I've heard of the name when the policeman's.
Okay. Burley Pettiford?
Yeah, he was a policeman too, wasn't he?
No.
Well, there was a Pettiford that was a policeman.
Right. Yes, I think that is right.
But there...
It's not him.
I don't remember his first name.
Okay. Harley Planick?
No.
Herman Pontius?
No.
Anybody by the name of Pram, P-R-A-I-M?
Would like me open the door since the train went through.
Yeah, it'd be all right.
Dr. James Ross?
No.
John Schnell?
No.
Byron Stevens?
No.
Homer Siders?
No.
Ott Skinner? Probably owned a Melton dairy.
Ott Skinner. I've heard of the name, but I don't know him.
Okay, John A. Smith?
Mm-mm.
Oliver Smith?
No.
Orlando Stout?
No.
Emmett Teagarden?
Emmett Teagarden. Was he a policeman?
Mm-hmm.
Teagarden. I don't know what he looked like.
Charles Truex?
He was a policeman too.
Remember anything about him?
No.
Frank Tukey? Owned a tobacco store.
No, I didn't know him.
Arnold Waller?
No.
Okay. Sturgeon Watson?
No.
Elsie Weber?
No.
Samuel Wiesner?
No.
Orville Wells?
He was a policeman too, wasn't
he? Deputy Sheriff.
No, I don't know about him either.
Bert White?
Who?
Bert White.
He was an officer too, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
I didn't know of very many of them. Any of them policemen very intimately. Only Andrews there, but she brought his horses out there to farm. And
you're going to give me an address for your sister?
And me and my brother would always... have you got change for a 10?
10?
I need 2.5.
I don't know where I have or not. I have there. Something up here. No, that's all I got. Just a 10. You need change for it?
Oh, we need it. But
here, I'll get it for you. I gotta go up through town here, and I'll just circle around and bring it back to you.
Vera Belosky.
Vera Belosky. That's B-Y? B-Y-L-O-W-S-K-I.
B-Y-L-O-W-S-K-I. And his name is Steve Belosky, but her name is Vera.
All right.
So you might put Steve up there, okay. But then had to make in their existing addresses. 3004 Fair Oak, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Okay.
And that's their phone number.
All right, thank you.
Now, she's got pictures. She wouldn't get rid of them or get let you have them, but...
She'd let me look at them, huh?
She'd let you look at them, and if there's any way to get a copy off of them, she'd get a copy.
Is there anything you can think of to... I haven't... You've done a good, great job there of really setting some things straight that were confused in my mind. I really appreciate that. I'd like to ask you, about how wide do you think that road was in those days?
It was wide enough two cars pass it.
It wasn't?
It was.
It was wide enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just about wide enough for two cars to pass it. They could pass because it has so many different places that the different cars are parked at... Along the river there, that it was wide enough that anybody else come along there could, and if they put the car parked there, they could pass it pretty easy. But otherwise, it was pretty, you'd be in the weeds like if you passed.
Well, I can't think of anything else. You've really been helpful. You think of anything else?
To know of, right offhand. But I do know that when they had the trial, they had for this third one, them up there and hung him when they was taking a third one up there, and he was a young one, and he claimed he didn't do it and all this and that, claimed he was innocent things, and he talked him out of it and they'd take him back. But I don't know whether he was the one they finally had the trial for or not down at Anderson. And they presented a little red wagon and little different things that he played with and things, and like as if he was insane and things. And me and my brother, it cost us about $30 to give to Dad to go down there because he subpoenaed to go down there to the trial.
Did he testify in the trial?
I don't remember whether he testified in trial or not, but he was suspended. He had to go down there, so he might have had to testify.
I expect he did. I expect he did.
Because he had to go to the trial, and me and my brother had worked for a farmer over there making hay and things and earned about $30 or so, and he had to take that money to buy gas and things to go down to Anderson for the trial.
When this thing happened, you were what, how old? You were born in 13, did you say?
I was born in 13. This was 1930.
Yeah, so you've been
17 years old.
17 years old. Well, they had you pegged a little young in the newspaper.
Had they?
You're around 10, 10 years old.
Yeah. That, it wouldn't have been then I was been 10. Because my brother was 2 years younger than I am, and,
yeah.
And my sister was born in 26, and my brother was born in 24.
Did you ever hear anybody, talk about this lynching or say they were at the lynching or they saw anything about the lynching other than Vera?
Oh,
I don't think I did. Most of it, I think I read in the newspaper afterwards, and we never did keep the newspaper. But when they come down along there the days afterwards, there were different ones and took pictures there and things. Why, the different ones that had taken pictures up there of the lynching and things was down there selling pictures to different ones wanting pictures.
Yeah.
I thought then, and thank God if I knew how to make pictures, they make it would have a gold mine there.
They sold a lot of them.
Why, you could have sold thousands of them there. Ah, that road was crowded. It was lying on the weekend there, a printer bumper to bumper down through there.
Did anybody stop at the house and talk to you, or?
No, we were way up on the hill there. Where they didn't stop the house. It was going down along here, and us being young. And
now that house is not there now, is it?
Shit, we were down there telling them where we was at.
Tour guides, huh?
Sure.
What about...
Because we used to go down along there and watch them or walk down through there and
catch
different ones and ask them what they're doing or something. Or
scare the hell out of them, huh?
Yeah, our brother climbed up in a tree one time. He would tell me after. He said that a couple would come out right there by the tree, and he was up above, and then one of them happened to look up and seen him, and they left the hell thing get back to the car. Oh yeah, we used to go down in there in the woods and watch them hide, just young like that, well, just nibbing around.
Get a lot of education, huh?
Yeah. After that happened, there weren't too many cars went down along there and parked.
I bet that's right.
But before that, there would be 25 or 30 down in there. You go down through there.
Now the house you lived in is not there.
Not there no more, no.
Where would it set in relation to where that office is of the Hillcrest Manor? You have any idea?
I don't remember. I haven't been down that road. About very few times in the last several years.
But you think your yard would be about 30 yards from the road, from where
yeah,
he fired?
Yeah, right up on the hill part there.
Was it all the way up on the top or kind of in the side?
No, it was all the way on the top. Then we had a barn out north of it there a ways.
He was
farm north of Charlie Stone's place, down there by the 38th Street Bridge, Dave Fansler.
That's right.
See, my folks lived right across the woods from him. The ground where my grandparents lived joined Dave Fansler's farm.
Oh.
At one time when my brother was just a kid growing up, he had a run-in with Dave. He was out squirrel hunting one day, and he got over on Fansler's land, and oh, Dave just about had a jimmy fit. He was pretty hot tempered.
Yeah.
That's where they lived, was there. But and just like I told you about her, as far as she was concerned, she wasn't too, you know, uppity up or anything.
That's, I understand. Let me just go back a minute if I can. You're Mrs. Ada Turner,
yeah.
Right? And 102
West North Street
in Gas City. And were you born in this area?
Yeah, I was born right out here at the end of this street in that little house that burned here a while back. But it's right at the end of 38th Street Road.
So you lived most of your life
It was 2 acres off of my grandparents' farm, between that and Griffin Church, if you know where Griffin Church is.
I know about where it is.
It's on the north side of the road up on the hill.
Now, is Turner your married name?
Yeah. Okay. Schwartz was my maiden name.
Schwartz was your maiden name. Mm-hmm. And were your folks from around here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And my dad was born in that house and died in that house.
We're talking about 1930, August of 1930.
Yeah.
Were you employed at that time?
Yeah.
And what was your employment?
With Dr. J.C. Ross.
And what did you do for him?
I was secretary and just general office help. Nurses work, in fact.
And did you, how long had you worked for him?
I worked for him from 1924, about 9 years, till 33.
Right. And in 1930, about how old were you?
I would have been 29 in May.
All right. Can you just kind of use the best of your recollection as to when you first heard anything about the shooting that affected Claude Dieter and the events that followed thereafter, just the best of your recollection?
Well, I don't remember just the date. What I mean, I've heard of the shooting, see.
Right.
But I don't know how many days that was before this took place.
Well,
I just don't recall.
Just to refresh your memory, the shooting took place somewhere, I would say, around 9 o'clock on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And then he died the next day at like 1:30. And then the lynching took place that Thursday night.
Thursday. I was going to say it was either Thursday or Friday night, but I didn't remember exactly.
Now, did Dr. Ross attend to Claude Dieter in hospital, do you know?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think he did.
But he did examine the girl, see.
Okay. Do you recollect, did he ever say anything about that to you, or did you have any recollection of that?
About her?
Yeah, about the examination. Was there anything that did he say?
Nothing.
Yes, she has been
assaulted. Well, she had been, but then as far as his opinion was concerned, he wasn't too much upset about it, because the report was, see, that she'd been living part of the time with Negro men and where she lived out in West Marion. That was the reason that there wasn't too much attention paid to it.
Oh, is that right?
That was the supposition at the time.
You know, when did he examine her? Do you have any idea? Time of day or about when or where?
Oh, I don't remember exactly. Can't tell you.
Was it within?
Was after the shooting occurred.
On a Wednesday.
Yeah, of an evening. It was in at night, and I think she came to the office the next morning, if I remember rightly.
Do you know, recollect where anybody was with her or not? Mother, father, anyone, or did she come alone, or?
I just don't remember.
Okay. But he did examine her.
Yeah.
Right? And was that, why, did she just come voluntarily, or did someone send her? Do you recollect?
I don't remember that. Whether they told her to come there or whether she came as, you know, because she knew him or not.
Now, it's your opinion that she was assaulted, but it wasn't too much.